But it looks like you brought a couple Red Sox hats over to Sweden with you as gifts.
I did. I brought, I think, 10 Red Sox hats.
Really?
Yeah, and one of those black hats with the black American flag on it that supports wounded soldiers.
Oh, cool.
That one went to Emil Janssen. He needed something a little special.
Gotcha. Okay. And were the hats well received? And they, do they understand the psychic baggage of the Red Sox?
You know, they don't. And really, me bringing them is just like an extension of that psychic baggage, because I'm battling this disgust I have with seeing so many New York hats all throughout Europe. People don't even know. I mean, I think in a lot of instances, what the sport is, they just like the brand, and that's not my brand, you know.
And the particular word you used was disgust. That's a strong word, Matt.
Yeah. Oh, I've got stronger ones, but that one will do.
Have you ever talked to Sunby? Doesn't he like rock a Yankees hat every once in a while?
He does. It's hard because, you know, I'm bringing this baggage that he doesn't have.
Right.
And so the conversation is almost not really compatible. And like for me to like passive aggressively not look at him when he wears his New York hat doesn't have any effect because he doesn't understand the history.
Maybe he's waiting for you to reach out with a Boston hat.
Yeah, he might be. I'll throw a few more in my pack this year.
Maybe a small sample size of one experiment, see how it goes.
That's right.